From Southwark News for January the 24th, Drunk Who Attacked Father and Son Over Vending Machine is Jailed, by Oliver Pugh. A drunk scaffolder who attacked a father and son at London Bridge Station last year has been jailed for 16 months. Thug Robert McSweeney, 33, rained down a succession of blows on the two men, leaving one unconscious on the floor. McSweeney attacked the 48-year-old father and his 19-year-old son as they tried to buy some crisps from the vending machine he was leaning on at Platform 5 on Saturday, March the 31st at about 9 p.m. Unprovoked, he repeatedly punched the older of the two men from Bexley Heath, who had recently undergone major surgery on his back, leaving him unconscious, knocking his front teeth out and with a deep facial cut that required stitches. His son received cuts and bruises to his face after he tried to protect him. Following an investigation from British Transport Police, McSweeney of Povest Road in Orpington pleaded guilty to causing actual bodily harm and was jailed at Blackfriars Crown Court last Tuesday. Detective Constable Rachel Smith, the investigating officer from British Transport Police, CID, said McSweeney, who had been out drinking all day, had become violent and refused to move when the two men tried to access the vending machine on Platform 5. He punched the father to the ground, knocking him out cold. His son stepped in to shield his father from McSweeney's continuing blows. The court heard how McSweeney continued the violence even when the man's son pleaded with him to stop due to his father's recent surgery. Police were called and McSweeney was arrested at the scene. Upon interview, he told officers he acted in self-defense. DC Smith added, from viewing very clear CCTV footage of the attack, it is apparent that at no stage did either victim assault McSweeney in retaliation or defence. When shown a clip of the attack, he admitted it was not self-defence and could not explain why he acted as he did. This was cold and unprovoked violence on two men who were simply trying to buy snacks, and I hope the sentence handed to McSweeney deters others from acting in this way.